What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is episode 53. You can find our podcast on Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, Spotify. I think Google Play Store is still up. I'm not sure. It's probably gone. Yeah, anyways, you can find us on YouTube also. You can find all those links down in the description or the YouTube description, wherever you're watching. And we have a Discord. The link is down there also. But nonetheless, the podcast where we talk about mainly movies and video games, sometimes anime, TV shows, anything that pretty much catches our interest. But you have me, Carlos Perez, and my good friend,
Miguel Vasquez.
Let's get it, dude. What have you been up to, buddy?
I've been the usual, man, as I've always mentioned it, like in previous podcasts. I'm pretty much like staying at home. I've been doing like just 3D stuff, the usual. Right now, I'm about to finish Mike Wazowski with the face swapped with Sullivan's face. So it's like that, you know, Mike Wazowski meme with Sully's face plastered on it. So I'm trying to finish that one, hopefully by tonight or by tomorrow. But pretty much been doing that. And my sister has a PSP that she doesn't really use. It's like brand new, dude. She got it for $60 like maybe a couple years ago, and it's like fucking in pristine condition. It's like so clean, dude. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna download. I'm gonna put Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3 on it so I can play it. So I asked her if she can let me borrow it, you know. And she's like, yeah. So I, I look for the charger, my old PSP charger. I charge it up. I play like Dragon Ball Z Budokai Shin Road. Uh-huh. It's like an old ass PSP game, but yeah, that's like one of the first games I played. But as I was checking out the Wi-Fi, I guess it doesn't. The Wi-Fi like is not supported. Like my Wi-Fi does not support like the PSP.
Wow,
like it's locked out. I don't know why. Maybe I feel like it's just outdated. Like the PSP Wi-Fi is outdated, mm-hmm. So I guess I won't be able to like download a Resident Evil 2 or 3 from the PSN store. So I'll most likely have to do it through USB. I don't know how to do that, but I'm gonna have to check it out later. But yeah, I was playing the PSP for a while, and damn, brought back a lot of memories. You know,
heck yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and yeah, pretty much it. I haven't watched any movies. I'm pretty much been like just indoors, not doing much, honestly. And yeah, what about you?
Nothing really. I started a new job. Not a new job, but working in LA with my dad. So for that's sure. Been pretty chill, easy work. Yeah, not much. Just been playing video games. I forgot what we mentioned last time on the podcast. I remember we were talking about Resident Evil 8, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to play Resident Evil 7 right after this podcast. Or I was going to say I was going to play the demo, but I also did play that. But yeah, I achieved beating one game in January already. I have beaten Resident Evil 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you like it?
Honestly, it was pretty chill. I give it like an 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10.
For sure,
no more than an 8. Honestly, I was like, I really liked it. I went in with the wrong mindset, definitely. But like talking to you about it, like, yeah, this game is literally different from most Resident Evil games. I went in with a mindset like, all right, time to kill some infected, get a bunch of ammo. This can be fucking crazy, hectic shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was just more scary and visually like it's pretty much just a scary storytelling game, really.
Yeah, like it's slow paced, right? It's slow paced. That's like,
yeah,
not a fast paced story, you know.
Yeah, like slow paced with kind of like puzzles and stuff, like scary puzzles. But yeah, so I went in with a mindset thing. I was going to kill a bunch of zombies. So literally, I think within the first 2 hours, there's like this one section where you go downstairs under the basement or whatever, where like the vents are or the pipes, mm-hmm. right before you do the chainsaw fight.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a bunch of zombies, and I'm literally, no joke, I did not leave that spot for like 2.5 hours because I kept trying to kill every zombie that was in my way. And yeah. Literally, ammo is scarce, so you have to use it wisely. But honestly, like after 2 hours and 30 minutes, I was like, F this. Like, oh my God, this is not even fun for me. And I was like, I literally sat back and instantly thought, why am I killing these things?
You can just run past them.
Yeah, they are just in my way. They do not give you any type of item at all. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell? Why am I fighting these things? Just run past them and open that goddamn door. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And everything else, like thinking like that, I literally just said, why am I killing these things? Nothing happens. I just should be focusing on the story, really, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, yeah, literally ever since I thought like that, I had so much ammo, dude. I could not carry anything. I think like at the end of the game, I had the second pistol that you find. And I think I had, like, no joke, like 134 bullets for that thing.
Fuck, that's a lot.
I had like 100 bullets for the pistol and like 86 shotgun bullets.
Shit.
I had so much. And I think I only used the pistol, the shotgun, the one that's broken. I fixed that one up. That one's really, really OP.
Mm-hmm.
I also got the Magnum and... F the Magnum, dude. I literally saved up all those little tokens for the Magnum because it costs 3 tokens to get extra health, like permanently, or 5 tokens to reload faster, or 9 tokens to get the Magnum. And literally, if I would have known that ammo is literally dirt scarce, like not dirt. I mean, if that shit was like gold. For the Magnum, it was ridiculous. You get the Magnum with 1 bullet in it. Okay.
Don't tell me you missed on your first shot.
No, I didn't even use that piece of crap. I was like, God. I'm not using this. So freaking so I got the Magnum, saw it only had 1 bullet. I hit 1 zombie, and then like it was down, but I was like, well, I don't got another bullet. So literally I played the game for like 45 minutes. I found the box of ammo for the Magnum. You know how much it gives you?
Just one?
Just 1 bullet.
I'm assuming it's that gun is like very special for like bigger bosses, you know? Like one shot kill, you know, pretty much. It's like Resident Evil 4 with a rocket launcher, you know? That like, you pay 30,000, you know.
Like to me, it was like, okay, cool. It's a Magnum. It's OP. I get it. Ammo is scarce. Use it wisely. You know what I mean? But yeah. Why should I care about that thing when I have a shotgun with 84 bullets and it'll take it out in 2 shots too?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck that. I'd rather just use the shotgun. But regardless, yeah. Honestly, I don't know. I feel like it kind of overstayed its welcome. I really thought, like, literally at the end, when you give the vaccine to your... You could choose either the girl that lives there, Zoe, or... fuck, what's her name? Mia?
Mm-hmm.
I literally thought after that, I was like, dang, that was really good. I like that story. And then there's just more. I was like, what the hell? And then you're like, Mia, I was literally rushing through that part because I was like, oh my God, I just want this thing to be over with. And then even after that part, it wasn't done. I was like, what the hell? Like, it was really weird. Thank God I read the lore, though. If I didn't read the lore, I would have been so out of place. I would have been like, this thing is going like fast in this section. Like it, the end felt rushed, but it wasn't really rushed if you read the lore, you know what I mean?
But
in the end it was really cool. I really enjoyed it, besides the Magnum and everything else, like getting pissed off for like 2 hours and 30 minutes or so. But in the end, I recommend not going into Resident Evil 7 thinking it's a Resident Evil game. Go in with a brand new mind experience. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would even consider just going in with a brand new spinoff. You know what I mean? Since it's basically completely different characters. But yeah, other than that, yeah, I'm ready for Resident Evil 8.
Mm-hmm.
But
same here.
Yeah, nonetheless, we could start talking about the demo. I know you played the demo.
Oh, yeah. I played it. I think that same last week after the podcast, like right after, I think I played it and... honestly, I had like my expectations high, not gonna lie, just because I was thinking like it was gonna be like PT, you know, like something scary to pop up. But then, you know, like that ghostly witch came out and I was like, it's not scary anymore, you know. I just feel so seductive, you know, the way she like grabs you by the neck and just, I don't know. But it's honestly, I was like, oh, all right, for sure. It's like, you know, it's a visual gameplay. It's like it's not part of the, you know, the actual game, you know. But yeah, other than that, like, my impression was, all right, you know, I see what's coming, you know. New graphics was like just gorgeous, you know. I really enjoyed there was a couple of times where I was like, damn, the lighting in this room looks so gorgeous, you know. I'm assuming, I don't know if they use ray tracing, I have no idea, but it's like that area where it's like orange lit. I think the fire is like lighting up the room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like statues on the walls, like a it's like carving of, I don't know, but there's like it's like something's like, there's like little statues on the walls, and it looks so damn good in there. I was like, damn, the graphics here look really good. But yeah, honestly, there really isn't much, you know, you can't fight back or anything. But it was cool. I enjoyed it. You know, it ran pretty smooth. I think it runs at 60 frames per second.
But, yeah, dude, yeah. It felt really good playing that demo.
Mm-hmm.
But no joke, I got PT vibes from it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I really do like the visuals. It, like, for it being its own engine, when did they start doing... No, they had to have been doing... Or is Resident Evil 3 ran on Unreal?
No, it's... it's on Resident Evil Engine, RE Engine.
Has Resident Evil been running on Resident Evil Engine through an entire series?
Yeah, since Resident Evil 7. Resident Evil 7 is like the first game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. All right. Yeah, dude, for it being its own engine and like for it running on the PS5, it looked really good and felt really good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's amazing because usually most people just hop on Unreal or what's Ubisoft's thing?
I forgot. CryEngine? No. Frostbite Engine?
Yeah, I think so. Or I think that's EA. I don't know. Something like that. But for Resident Evil being its own thing, you know, that's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually thinking about it after the demo. The demo was honestly, it was cool. I wasn't expecting a lot, but goddamn, I did not expect it to be literally that short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I was literally just doing the puzzles. There's a bunch of locked doors. So I was like, oh, damn. Like, this is going to be a sick demo. And you literally open two doors and it's over. I was like, oh, shit. Like, out of like 12 doors that's locked, I only open up one. I mean, two. And then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, crap. But nonetheless, yeah, it was like really, I got spooky vibes. Like, especially going from the basement all the way to the attic area.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Yeah. I ran away from one of the witches and I was like, oh shit, I better hide. And then I went back to the attic area and you could literally hear her like walking, like every step she was taking, you could hear the floor creaking, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, like Mr. X.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Instead of like big old foot stomps though, like there were light, but you would just hear.
That's, you know, scary. What
I
mean?
Yeah, dude, I was pretty scared. I was like, oh shit, I cannot wait for this game. It's gonna be so hype.
True. They didn't implement any haptic feedback on the PS5 controller, huh?
I assume maybe they will, like, when the full game is out, because like they said, it's just a demo. There's no action really. It's just, you're gonna be visually looking and audio listening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the demo was really cool. I can't wait. It looked really good. I was really hoping I'd get to go outside in the field, but I guess not. Mm-hmm. Got fucking
that
grabbed
big
by
ass
it.
Lady comes out.
Uh-huh. She's like, where are you going? Her nails, dude. Oh my God. What'd you think about her nails?
I was like, damn, this is like a Freddy Krueger sequel or what? Like,
uh-huh.
Shit. That shit's your long ass fuck.
Heck yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, I think we talked about it on the last podcast. I was kind of iffy about getting Resident Evil 8. Or I probably talked about it after... No, we were texting, huh?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, I was kind of iffy about getting Resident Evil 8 after I was done... When I was at that two-hour mark of just losing my mind, I couldn't get past those fucking zombies. I was like, yeah, high key, I'm probably not going to get Resident Evil 8 day one. But like, after playing the demo and beating Resident Evil 7, I am going to be picking up Resident Evil 8 day one.
Yeah, yeah.
I cannot wait. Sure. It's going to be so hype.
Smart, man.
Yep. Crap, I was gonna say something. Dude, could you believe that Capcom has so many great games under their belt?
Really? Like, what do you mean, like in the works or like?
No, just in general, like through the previous generation.
Oh yeah, I know that. What the
Resident Evil, Monster Hunter, Yeah. They released Mega Man on the Switch, and I'm pretty sure that's doing fantastic.
Yeah, Street Fighter,
yes. But yeah, dude, it's crazy how, like, not that they're like underdog.
They're iconic games. Yeah. It's an old publisher, dude.
Yeah, dude, and they're still making bank.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Like, it's nuts, you know? Like, I mean, they make Pac-Man games too. Like, yeah. Damn, dude, I can only imagine how much. And it doesn't even seem like, not that they're not doing anything with the money they're earning, it's just that they're just so low-key about it. Like,
we got another
Monster Hunter game, like, you know.
Yeah, maybe in Japan, you know, but here, like, you know, it's mostly, you know, American publishers, you know, mm-hmm. like Activision, you know.
But even still, like, in the United States, like, Monster Hunter sold, Resident Evil is going to sell really good, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's
but,
true.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be, when you think about game, like, game developers, like, for sure, the first thing that doesn't come to my mind is Capcom. Like, when I think of game developers, I think of Sony Studios or Microsoft Studios. You know what I mean? Or even indie studios. Like even a thought, I don't think Capcom at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so weird. But, like, if you think, like, about the bigger picture, Capcom mm-hmm. is huge. Mm-hmm. Like, on par with these big studios like Santa Monica. I can't even say one Microsoft studio, but I know they got a lot, but you know what I mean. Oh, I guess Bethesda now. mm-hmm. But yeah, I just thought that was pretty cool to note. At least in my opinion, I don't think of Capcom as big, but they are big, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, I think the only other thing that was interesting this week is that Phoenix got his PlayStation 5. Mm-hmm. So he's been playing Miles Morales. So that's been pretty cool.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you haven't played Spider-Man yet, huh?
No, I haven't. No.
Lacking
it. Definitely got to play it sometime, though.
Hell yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been playing that. I know he said he's been playing Mortal Kombat with his wife. So mm-hmm. that's pretty neat. But nonetheless, I'm super hyped that he finally got the PlayStation in the mail. I shipped it out and everything, so they were all good. Sure. But I'm trying to think. I know there's something else interesting, but hey, I mean, we could get right into it.
For sure, dude. Exciting week.
Definitely. So we'll kick it off with some Disney news. Kaya and the Last Dragon trailer was revealed. Not revealed, but I mean, I guess shown off. Last thing we got was a teaser. But yeah, dude, I really enjoyed this trailer. What did you think?
It reminds me of Mulan, you know, like as, you know, like in Pixar style, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But it's like I've heard that it's like a cross between Avatar, The Last Airbender, and Dragon Prince.
Dude, I was literally like, I didn't hear that from anywhere. But when I was watching the trailer, I was like, no joke, I am getting Avatar vibes from this. This is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. But what was the other show you said?
Dragon Prince.
Dragon Prince. I never seen that. Am I dumb?
Me neither.
Oh, wow. All right. But yeah, it looks fantastic. I can't wait. Pretty much, it's like there's this girl. She looks for a dragon, and they need a dragon to end the war, pretty much, or to help them fight the war. But there's like another like tribe trying to go and find the dragon, too, either to kill it or like make the dragon on their side or something. But nonetheless, yeah, it looks interesting. Comes out March 5th. Apparently in theaters, or you could order it for premiere access on Disney Plus, whatever that means. Hopefully it's not another Mulan scam where
highly doubt it, but go on.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be like the Mulan thing, dude.
Really? Dude, yeah, this is a Pixar film, it's not live action.
I just think that they're gonna be like, yeah, you're gonna have to pay $30 or you're gonna have to wait like 3 months until it's free. Mm-hmm. But then again, like, I don't know what Premiere Access is, but I mean, they released Soul for free on Disney Plus. Like, they launched mm-hmm. it for free in theaters and on Disney Plus. So I would like to assume that Kaya the Last Dragon is going to be free, but it said order it on Premiere Access on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it kind of scares me. I hope it's not $30 because I really want to watch it, but I will not pay $30 to watch it in my house, you know?
Yeah, dude, we can go to the drive-in when it comes out and watch it, you know?
True.
March 5th? For sure. Get the gang get ready, you know? Go.
But yeah, dude. So there's that. Oh, yeah. I forgot to also mention that WandaVision is already out. By the time this podcast comes out, there's probably already 4 episodes out. Have you watched that yet?
No, I've heard some mixed reviews, though. Mixed responses, feedbacks on it. What do you think?
I've watched all 3 episodes that I've released so far as we're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't know. I think it's kind of boring.
Damn.
At least the first 3 episodes were boring, but it's like they're trying to build up an intense thing. Like after each episode or like during the episode, because something is happening going on in the background, but they're not telling you. They're just showing you some weird stuff. And I assume it's supposed to get you thinking like, ooh, what's happening? Like, oh, what's that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But to me, like, yeah, I am having those thoughts, but it's not grabbing me, you know? Like, like you can feel that it's forced on you, like, to make you think like that, you know? I want to think like that fluently, you know what I mean? Like, oh, shit, like, dang, like, what's going to happen next? You know what I mean? But it's like, they push it on you, like, ooh, like, that's weird, right? Like, what the heck? Like, yeah, it's weird, but you got to push that on me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, so that was, like, the first 3 episodes. But after episode 3, I was literally, like, it came fluently, like, oh, damn, like, heck yeah, now this is getting interesting. Like, what's next? Like, show me more, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully episode 4 could turn it around. Obviously, this ties in with the MCU, but yeah, I just was not a fan. Like, honestly, if I were to rate the first 3 episodes without the, ooh, what's happening? Oh, you just got to understand what's going to happen next. It's like, yeah, okay, but we don't know what's going to happen next, right? It's you know what I mean? So without judging it with all the little, like, buildup stuff, like the episodes, I would give it like a 5 out of 10. Like, it's just okay.
Yeah, it's a low number.
Yeah, like it's not bad at all. It's just okay. It's like, huh, all right. It literally just feels like I just have something going on in the background. I'm just listening to it.
I need some Michael Bay directing.
Yeah, it does. No, just kidding. But nonetheless, I mean, that's all. I forgot to mention that in the beginning of the notes, but. Yeah.
Sure.
So yeah, we got WandaVision already out. Kaya the Last Dragon supposedly coming March 5th. Don't know if you have to pay for it yet.
Mm-hmm.
HBO has started development on a new Harry Potter series, TV show series. What do you think?
What the fuck? Like a spinoff or like, you know, actual Harry Potter?
I'm not sure. Let me see. There's an article from IGN that we can pull up. Let's see. Variety says
it's likely a spinoff, you know, just it takes place in the universe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Most likely.
Or have told THR that there are no Harry Potter series streaming platform. Reportedly coming to HBO Max. So yeah, it doesn't say what it's going to be or what it could be, but yeah, definitely. What would you want in a Harry Potter spinoff?
I would want the same vibes, you know, as you know, the actual, you know, Harry Potter's franchise. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like I've told, I think I've said it in the previous podcast, like I'm not a huge Harry Potter person, but I have watched The Sorcerer's Stone, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
If it has the same vibes as that, you know, fuck it. Let's go, you know?
Definitely. I would like to see more of the school. I mean, yeah, we get to see a lot of it during the movies and stuff, but I would just like to see something like hardcore focused, like, during classes, like anytime when I think about, like, honestly, whenever I think about Harry Potter, I could just think like in the Harry Potter game that's coming out, I assume next year. I think I delayed till next year, right? I just get Persona vibes. I just keep thinking like it'd be so cool to just go over a student and just constantly live their daily lives in Hogwarts, you know, learning new spells, learning the secrets of the school, or even see how these secrets got built. You know what I mean? Know the lore. More into the school. That's what I would want.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was pretty neat. HBO is getting a lot of good stuff. It is literally, I would say, I don't know. A lot of people are kind of against it, but I think it's on par as good as Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus also. It's fantastic. I like it. I'm currently watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on HBO.
True.
Yeah, nonetheless, more HBO news. Godzilla versus King Kong trailer finally released. Oh, yeah. Let's freaking go. All right, so first of all, before we get more into the trailer, who you got? Monkey or lizard?
Monkey.
Monkey.
Damn. I have heard, and you've told me before, I don't know if I should say that who wins, you know, that, but I highly doubt it, just because, like, it's going to be just like Batman v Superman, you know, with...
They're going to have a common villain in the end?
Yeah, they're going to have a common villain, you know? Most likely, you know? Who knows, but, I mean, it could happen, you know?
Yeah, dude, I already got something spoiled. I won't say the spoiler, but literally, I'm kind of upset, but I kind of saw it coming, but...
For sure.
It was literally like they released their Funko Pop lineup of Godzilla versus King Kong. And usually with Funko Pops, they have the full lineup on the back of the box where you can see other Godzillas or other King Kongs like in the movie or the series that's releasing with it. And on the back, it showed something. And I was like, oh, God damn it. Like, someone posted it on Instagram, like, here's the back. Oh, look, I guess this is in it. And I was like, what the fudge?
I'm assuming, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I won't say anymore, but yeah, I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty excited. I can't wait. But
nonetheless, it's going to be awesome, you know?
All right, but you didn't answer. Who do you got? Monkey or lizard?
I'm going to go with monkey.
Monkey.
Monkey, you know?
Hell yeah, just monkey gang. Like,
you know, he's like a primate, just like us, you know, so.
Yeah, dude, I cannot wait, dude. It's going to be so fucking dope. Yeah. It comes out March. Oh, it got delayed, I think, a couple of days. I think it comes out March 31st now instead of the 25th or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, nonetheless, yeah. Godzilla versus King Kong trailer looked so funny. Like, to me, like, I was just laughing at all the sequences that... when Godzilla and King Kong are just fighting, there's a scene where Godzilla shoots his what do you call it, like his atomic breath at King Kong, and you just see King Kong like dodge it, like jumping into the water, like he's like, oh shit. Like, his facial expression is just so funny. But yeah, man, this was such a great trailer. I really enjoyed watching it. It looks so corny. Like, I'm all for it. I can't wait. It's gonna be so good. But yeah, definitely, if anyone knows me, I'm Monkey Gang. King Kong is going to whip Godzilla's ass no matter what. Tell me otherwise. But yeah, dude, I'm really excited. So apparently, you know how I've been waiting for those speakers to come in? So I finally bought my receiver and a subwoofer. So literally, all I have to do is just wait for those speakers to come in. And I'm ready to watch Godzilla versus King Kong, like full theater surround everything.
For sure. You know, and it sucks too, because like, this is like a big ass blockbuster film, no doubt about it. And we're in the middle of a fucking pandemic, you know?
Yeah, dude. So definitely, dude, you should come over and watch it, because definitely you will get that movie theater experience. I think, honestly, we won't have the big, big screen, but like, even still with the TV, like, it's still going to look good. And going to sound really good too. So I'm pretty excited. I'm really hyped.
For sure. All right, for sure. That's cool, you know?
Yeah, definitely come over. But yeah, dude, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Godzilla Same versus here, dude. King Kong. Oh my God. Feels so good that we're finally going to get it.
Yeah. But like, you know how in the King Kong 2005, the way King Kong like kills like the V-Rexes, those dinosaurs, by, you know, breaking its jaw, you know? You think King Kong will do the same? To Godzilla?
not to Godzilla.
Nah.
Oh my God, there's this funny gif I gotta show you after the podcast of Godzilla versus King Kong, the original. But yeah, I mean, you have any more things to say about Godzilla versus Kong?
It looks good, dude. Honestly, like, visually, it looks good. For some reason, it just like, I don't know, it seems unfinished in a way. I don't know. I don't know, for some reason.
You're just crazy. I don't know. All right, next. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
But it looks good, though.
Definitely. All right. So pretty much last on interesting news, I guess it would be a pretty good segue. New Tesla models, Model Series S and X, will have a 10 teraflop system in the car. So apparently, like, as you can see by screenshots, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have seen it. In the screenshots on the screen, you can see that you'll be able to play The Witcher 3 in your car.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
It's pretty, I guess, you know, I mean,
it's as powerful as our PS5.
Yeah.
So you will be able to play games like literally like big AAA titles on your Tesla car.
Will it run at 60 frames per second, you think?
I'm pretty sure 60 FPS, 60 hertz doesn't cost that much for a screen, let alone a touch screen. I mean, who really knows? I mean, Samsung phones go up to 120 hertz.
Hmm.
So I assume you'll be able to play at 60 frames.
Yeah, yeah.
If he puts the 60 hertz screen in there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't. I looked into it a little bit. Okay, so let me tell you this. If you could have a car that could play AAA titles, yes or no?
I don't know, dude. I mean, we already got the Switch, right?
Yeah, but you know the Switch.
Yeah, runs at sub 30 frames per second.
Definitely not 4K. I'm pretty sure the screen will be 4K. That'll be neat.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the exclusives suck, you know? No, I'm kidding. but
like, say you're like traveling or something, you have to take a break, like, or even like the Teslas are electric. Say you're at an electric stop. Like, you know what? I'm hopping to some Witcher right now.
Yeah, yeah. For that does sound pretty cool. Honestly, like, the question is, how long would the game last? You know, how long would the system last before it needs a recharge? You know, especially when you're driving, you know, and you have a kid playing the system. You know, like, how long would it last? You know, on the road.
True, but I doubt. I at least I don't know, because I don't have a Tesla. I don't know anyone that has one, or. Let alone have I even looked like at YouTube videos, you know? I don't think you could play games while you're driving in the Tesla. I think it just blocks it.
Oh, shit. What's the whole point then? What the fuck?
Because, why would you be playing games in the front?
Well, I mean, you can have maybe your wife or your kids, you know, in the front seat, you know, could be playing.
Yeah, but it's distracting, you know? Like, that's the front seat.
That is true.
You know? But, but another thing is, too, that's in the car is that there's a backseat screen, though.
All right, for sure.
It's not as big as the front seat screen, but it's kind of like where the cup holders go, like behind the little middle sectional. You know what I'm talking about? Where cup holders go? Oh, like in your car. Oh, yeah. No, not your, like, your car. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, all right, but in the end, if you have a car that could play games on your screen just as powerful as the PS5, yes or no?
I would, but would I buy it? No, if it was a gift to me, yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you this. Yeah. If you had all the money in the world, does $70,000 sound worth it for this car?
Fuck it, yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's electric.
If I'd be one of the first few people to get it, yeah, why not, you know?
True. It's electric. It has good mileage. You could play The Witcher 3 on it. Yeah, dude, it sounds pretty cool. I think it's the Model S. That's like 70 Gs. And I think the X is like 85.
Damn.
So yeah, it's pretty big.
For sure.
I thought it was neat. If I could, honestly, I would, high key.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sounds pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just thought that was worth mentioning. I thought that was pretty cool.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, we got into some video game news. There wasn't a lot, but there was some pretty interesting stuff that happened this past like week and a half, or I forget how long it's been. But yeah, Xbox announced that they were raising Xbox Live prices. They went from, let me pull it up really quick. Oops, sorry. I am lagging on this. All right. So they raised the prices from, they said 6 months will now cost $60, 3 months to $30, 1 month, $10.99. Before, you were able to get 12 months for $60. Now they're literally pretty much doubling it of what it used to cost.
Why though?
I assume probably marketing, like they need some money. I don't know. I don't really know the reason why they thought that would be smart, but this isn't the first time they have upgraded prices for Live. I think back in the 360 days, I think it was like $20 flat for 3 months. Now it's $25 for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And even with PlayStation Plus also, I think it was like $30 for a year or something back on the PS3. You didn't need PlayStation Plus to play online on the PS3. You just got like free games for a year, pretty much, and like other benefits too. But other than that, yeah, like they doubled when they went to PS4, because obviously to keep up with Microsoft, which is understandable, you know, they just price matched their stuff, you know? Yeah. And a lot of PlayStation 3 players were not happy about it, but like, I guess things change, you know? So yeah. It wasn't surprising to me that I heard that there was a price raise. So I was like, it's done before. Like, there's nothing to worry about. And I saw the price and I was like, holy crap, that is a lot, you know? Yeah. But nonetheless, that went up like, I would say maybe like 3 hours later, a couple hours later. Oh, I can see the time right here. Let's see. Yeah, literally 2 hours later, they backtracked it and said, you know what? We heard you guys. It was wrong of us. We're not raising the prices. All the prices are the same. Even including that, we've heard you before. Free-to-play games should be free-to-play. You no longer need Xbox Live to play free-to-play games like Fortnite or Warzone. So that's pretty cool. I thought that was like, it was like, whoa, 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 Xbox. Like, damn, that's a lot. And then Xbox was like, you know what? You guys are right. Like, that's so, like I said, I feel like Microsoft has such a good, like, communication with the community, you know?
Yeah.
It's so chill. Like, I really appreciate that. At least from a studio, let alone to be like, yeah, you guys are right.
True.
But what did you think when you saw that?
I was like, what the fuck? Like I have an Xbox, but I've never used Xbox Live, just because, you know, I don't really, I mean, Xbox Gold, just because I don't play online at all. You know that, you know, even on the PS4, I never fucking paid for online. Just because, like, I don't, you know, I'm mostly into like story based games, you know, so I wouldn't know. But the fact that they changed it out hours later is just so funny to me, because like, what the hell were these people thinking, you know? And like in the conference room, you know, like they really thought about, you know, raising the prices. Did they ever think that they were going to get any backlash? Like, I don't know. I mean, like, and now there was no point for them to do that, because like within hours of announcing it, they backtrack, you know. It's just so funny and dumb, but hey, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
It was interesting to see.
Yeah. It's interesting because, like, and honestly, like, it's kind of good that they changed it, just because, like, it goes to show you that social media is, like, powerful, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially during a pandemic, everyone's home. So everyone's got to see, you know?
It's like the voice of people now, and they literally changed, like, the policy of a company, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool to see.
Definitely. Keep it up, Microsoft. Other than that, Returnal got delayed till April 30th. It had an original release date for March 21st.
Mm-hmm.
It's a PlayStation 5 exclusive, or maybe a Sony exclusive. I'm not sure if it's just PlayStation 5, period. But yeah, that's the, looks like the Destiny, Dead Space. What would you call it?
It's like based in space, right? Or in the moon, right? In the moon?
Yeah, like a different planet. I'm not sure. I'm trying to say the right word, like Dead Space look-alike. I don't know the right words I'm trying to say. But yeah, Returnal looked really dope. I was pretty excited, but now that is delayed. Honestly, that's no biggie. Take as much time, because the gameplay trailer that they released last month still looked kind of choppy, like you were saying, right, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
So take all the time you need to pucker it up. We don't want another Cyberpunk incident.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Seriously.
So that was pretty hype. EA announces a new studio to focus development on the new Skate game. So that's pretty cool. Did you ever play any of the Skate games, like from start to finish? Never?
Never.
You never touched it.
Never. Never seen anyone play Skate in front of me.
What? You see me play skate. Yeah, right.
I think freshman year, but that was life. Yeah, I think I have. Oh, yeah, and on your phone, too, on your iPhone.
Oh, my God. But, all right, so apparently here's an article from IGN from Jonathan Thornbush. Let's see. EA has announced the newest studio in its stable, Full Circle, and the Vancouver-based but also globally focused studio will be the team behind the recently announced new Skate game. While it remains unclear whether the newest entry in the Skate franchise will be Skate 4 or reboot of the franchise or something else, EA confirmed the Full Circle team will be led by Daniel McLeod, the former head of Box Live at Microsoft. Returning Skate producers Duran Chung, Cuz Perry remain on board, having appeared in the Skate sequels announcement video at EA Play 2020. So that's pretty good to know that they still got the same heads, like, as the main heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I feel like we still got, like, maybe 5 years until we'll see this new Skate game. Or, let alone, like, I mean, I keep thinking, like, it takes long for games to get created, but, like, things are just getting more powerful, so it should be easier for these games to get made, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe we'll even see it sooner. For sure, we will not see this game. Maybe we'll see gameplay like in next year, late next year. But I feel like it's a 2024 game. It's got to be, right?
Who knows? Honestly, like, all, you know, like, friend, like, I rarely play sports games, but the only sports game I would play would be Fight Night.
Fight Night? What the heck? Oh, dude, I remember you used to get those boxing games.
Yeah, those boxing games, bro. They need to come up with one, honestly. But yeah, other than that, I don't play any sports game. You know, I consider skating sports. It's obviously a sport game, so.
How dare you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
From one skateboarder to someone that doesn't. How dare you? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, nonetheless, I'm super excited for the new Skate game. There has just been complete garbage that has been out referring to you, Skater XL. Session, you're still doing fine, but you are not on any other platform besides Xbox and PC. So come to PlayStation. That'll be neat. There's this one indie game. I forgot what it was called, but it looks really good. I think it's like Dreamscape or something. It looks really cool. But yeah, other than that, we need a new skateboarding game, like a hardcore, like big studio head developed, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm really excited. At least that's one thing EA got done right, you know?
Yeah.
But
true.
I mean, they have done a lot. They have done right by other things, but finally, like, asking for so long, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But other than that, we got Immortals Fenyx Rising DLC pack, A New God, is finally available now.
Kratos?
I wish. Have you played? Are you interested in this game at all? Like, have you?
Not really.
Is it like something you would want to peek into if you could?
Not really, dude. Like, I was watching it and just doesn't really catch my interest at all. Maybe the art style. I don't know. Like, I'm, you know, like, I love art styles like those. But I mean, like, I mean, I've got nothing against it. But it's just that, like, it gives me, like, Fortnite vibes in a way.
Uh-huh.
Like, the style of the character, the way they're modeled, you know? But not really. I wouldn't play it.
Okay. Dude, I remember telling you that I stopped playing Immortals Fenyx Rising because of the voice acting, right? And you know.
Yeah, yeah, you did tell me that.
I told you I was thinking about restarting it from listening to the podcast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I have been playing it recently also. And no joke, dude, I am having a lot of fun with it.
For sure.
I still really do think that the voice acting is really bad. Like, I will give it a 3 out of 10. But I'm bypassing that and I'm having a lot of fun with the gameplay and the story. Story is really interesting. If anything, I probably just have to close my eyes and just listen to their voices and everything will be fine because their lips do not match and it's just so hard to watch, you know? But other than that, I am having a lot of fun with it. And in addition, to know that DLC pack 1 is out today, I didn't even know that. I saw that I had an update. I was like, what the hell? But other than that, in the new update, I guess the main character gets accepted into being a god. Kind of like Hercules. That's what I'm referring it to. You know, Hercules trains with Phil. Like, he does, like, all... Like, he's all skinny when he meets Phil, but after all his training, he becomes, like, ripped and... he doesn't become a god, but pretty much he has to do like good things to become a god. Not do good things, but just do things from the heart, you know, to be accepted into Olympus. So, but pretty much in this DLC, it just looks like a bunch of puzzles and trials. And I guess you'll get some new abilities when you become the full god after you do everything. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, that's out now. You can either get the season pass or buy them separate. The season pass will have three DLCs, and this is just one of them. So yeah, dude, I'm really interested in the game so far. I put in a couple of, I think I played like 6 hours the other day straight, like right after work. That was really cool. But yeah, other than that, yeah, dude, pretty hyped for that.
Yeah.
And almost wrapping it up here. New zombies map for Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War is coming February 4th. And oh my God, when I watched this trailer, I was so hyped. I'm so excited. Yeah. What did you think about it? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it. Honestly, like, I'm not really a huge Call of Duty person, but you know, my brother, he would always play zombies, and I always liked it. You know, I would always watch him play it, and I was like, damn, this shit looks so cool, you know. But yeah, you know, I never got to play it, you know. But yeah, watching it, it looks fun, dude. It really does.
Yeah, dude, we should definitely play. Oh, dang it, dude. I forgot they had like free zombies weekend, but I think that's over now.
Fuck.
But yeah, maybe if it goes on sale for like 10 bucks. But
sure. Yeah, a couple years from now, a decade from now.
But yeah, I saw a couple of differences that I noticed that there's a new, it looks like a grenade launcher wonder weapon. They showed off. They didn't show it off, but it's just in the gameplay. They bring in Tombstone back, the perk. I always get this one mixed up. I think with this perk, if you get down, you become a ghost and you go to where you die, you could basically revive yourself, but you lose that Tombstone perk. So you have to buy that one back. Does that make sense? So if I have Pack-a-Punch, Speed Cola, and Quick Revive, and Tombstone, and I get down by a zombie, no one picks me up, and I just die. I become a ghost. I go back to my body, revive myself. I still have Pack-a-Punch, Speed Cola, and Quick Revive. I just have to rebuy Tombstone.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that perk is pretty clutch.
For sure.
But yeah, other than that, the last news that I saw, the map doesn't look crazy. It just looks like the other map. I guess it's set in Vietnam, and apparently we're going to be able to fight the big Bigfoot zombie monster that you see in the first map. So that's going to be pretty intense. I really hope, not that I hope, but the first map was kind of mediocre to me. It was really easy. Like, the puzzles weren't like crazy hard. So hopefully this map redeems himself. It's free DLC, so definitely peep it if you have Call of Duty Cold War. You don't have to pay anything for it. It's just free. But yeah, I really hope the Easter egg to do the second map is a little bit more challenging than the first one. But other than that, I still had a lot of fun playing. I had no reason to go back because we beat the Easter egg. I think like the first week zombies came out, and I honestly have not touched zombies at all. So I'm itching to get back into it.
For sure.
And yeah, that pretty much got one last thing to wrap it up. PlayStation Plus games for February was announced. We're getting Destruction All-Stars for PS5, Control Ultimate Edition coming out for PS5 and PS4, and Concrete Genie for PS4. Obviously, you can play these games on your PS5. I'm just mentioning for PS4 players. But sure. Yeah, dude, any of these games that catch your interest?
Not really. They're all indies, right?
No, they're all studios.
What the fuck? Really?
Concrete Genie is a PlayStation exclusive, and Destruction All-Stars is literally a launch game for PlayStation.
Oh, shit. My bad.
So, yeah. So, developed by PlayStation Studios, Destruction All-Stars, and Concrete Genie. Control is made by... Crap. Who do they do? Alan Wake.
Oh, Control. Yeah, the one with the slow motion stuff?
Yep. Dude,
Oh, what the hell? Okay, now... Okay. I didn't have any image of it, so... Yeah, now I remember, though. Damn, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, definitely, dude. I think you'll like Control. Control is...
Oh, for sure. I gotta check that out. What the hell?
Control is weird, dude. It is weird.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, and it's a good thing it's coming out on PS5 because, like, on the old consoles, you know, previous consoles, it ran like shit, huh? You remember?
Yeah, dude. This is the newer version. I think it's enhanced, kind of like the Spider-Man remastered, like 60 frames and stuff like that. But this one will also come with all the DLC. So that's pretty cool for PlayStation players.
For sure. Gotta check it out.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Destruction All-Stars also has like a little mini state of play. It's about like 8 minutes. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it after this. But yeah, no matter what, I'm excited to try something new. I assume this is going to be a multiplayer game. And I told my brother, like, it's free. Let's hop into it. Let's try it out, you know? And my brother was like, yeah, you're right. Let's do it. So me and the homies are going to hop into it. If you're down, I say let's hop into it. Give it a match or two. You know, it's free. But yeah, other than that, buddy, we don't got much more news after that. Unless you got anything interesting or something you saw on the way over here this past week.
The freaking the GameStop stocks. Shit's crazy.
Yeah, dude, that was nuts. I was going to say, I doubt it'll take GameStop anywhere, but yeah. I mean, hey, if you got some money, cool for you. If you lost some money, then that's on you.
Yeah, like, are you into, do you invest in stocks?
No, I only have like one stock that I invested into like right after high school.
Oh, for sure. Oh, shit. For sure. Yeah, like, I
invested into like this company I was I was going to go work for, but yeah, I invested some money into there. My dad told me to, and I was like, all right.
For sure. Yeah, dude, like, I don't really invest at all, believe it or not. Like, you know, but I've been looking into it. You know, it's kind of a gambling, you know, addiction. You know, I've got friends that do it, and they just tell me that sometimes you lose money, you win some, you know. It's just like a back and forth shit, you know. But, yeah, it's just pretty crazy, though, with the GameStop. It's just so crazy, you know, like, I don't know much about, you know, stocks, you know, but I've heard that it really did do damage to like the billionaires in Wall Street, you know, so pretty crazy though.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I have nothing else to say, to be honest. I'm just hyped for, you know, King Kong and Godzilla and yeah, pretty much, you know.
Definitely. I have, I think, 3 days or so to beat. Or my goal is to beat Immortals Fenyx Rising so I get back on my Persona grind. Because I have not played Persona for a while and I've been itching to play. But
for sure.
Yeah, so hopefully I can knock that one out within like these past 3 days. So I could get my backlog cleared off. But yeah, I mean, this is pretty much the part where we answer some community questions in the end of the episode. Sure. We have one from our boy Robert. He says, if you didn't know how old you were, how old do you think you would be if you looked in a mirror? Pretty much, I assume. He didn't say that part, but his question is, if you didn't know how old you were, how old do you think you would be?
How old would I think? If I were to look at myself in the mirror, I'd probably think I am like 18 or 19. Honestly, like, and I've been told that before by people. They're like, are you 19 or 20? Like, they tell me, like, I look pretty young for my age. So I guess that's a blessing in a way. But I do have a baby face in a way. But yeah, I would think, honestly, I would think if I were to look at myself in the mirror, I'd think that would be like 20-ish, you know, 21, 20, instead of being, you know, 25. What about you?
Fuck, I don't know. Honestly, I don't look old.
You don't.
At least I don't think so. I'm not trying to say that to sound young or be young. I just literally don't think I'm old. Like, I feel like a kid. I still act like a kid, I guess. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I would just say 15, honestly. 15, 16. Honestly, like, to be like reasonable with my age, I would just say 17. 17 to 18.
Pretty much.
You know?
You look exactly the same. Like as you did back in high school.
Thanks. That means a lot. But yeah, that was a pretty cool question. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Rob.
But yeah, man. All right. So let's talk about something new for the end of the episode. Goals. Okay.
Gold.
Goals. Not gold. Goals. G O A L S.
Goals?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. for goals. All right. We have to accomplish one goal. I mean, we have to accomplish a goal by the next time we record, AKA a week span. Okay.
All right. For sure.
Okay. What is your goal? My goal is to beat Immortals Fenyx Rising.
For sure.
Like I did with Resident Evil 7, like I said last week, and I beat it. So I got a goal. Or we can make this a game. We can make this a game where every time we record an episode, we set a goal, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to get points. I'll keep a list. And I don't know. We could have Fenyx make the bet of something. Whoever wins gets something or has to do something to the loser, right?
For sure.
So we won't start with, obviously, last week's episode. We'll start now, okay? But my goal is to beat Immortals Fenyx Rising and talk about it on the podcast next week.
All right, for sure. Is that your goal?
Yes, that's my goal.
My goal is to finish, yeah, for sure. My goal is to finish up Mike Wazowski, which I've been working on like less than a week for now. So hopefully by next week, you know, I'll have it finished. And finally have like a shirt ordered, like printed out, you know, and just like to see how good the paint, you know, the print job is and stuff like that. Because I've kind of been psyching on it just because I've been like trying to catch up on more characters for me to advertise. But yeah, for sure, like 100% sure Mike Wazowski, I'll finish it by next week. I'll finish it by before next week, I should say, next podcast. And then like the printed shirt, I'll probably have it. That's my goal, to have that done, you know, in hand, you know, by before the podcast next week.
Okay.
Just those two goals.
That's 2 points. I only did one. What the hell?
Oh.
let's just do one goal at a time.
All right, my bad. Mike Wazowski.
Okay. So for these rules, there is no like whoever does it first, like, you know what I mean? It's just if you do it, you get a point. So if I beat Immortals Fenyx Rising and you release the Mike Wazowski picture, we both get points.
For sure.
If you don't do it, you just don't get a point, you know?
All right.
So by the end of the year, I mean, I guess we could say December, whatever is the last week of December, that'll be like our end of the podcast rally, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I'll make a list. But all right, yeah, guys, I'll wrap it up for this week's episode of the podcast. This has been episode 53. You can find our podcast on Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. All those links are in the description of wherever you're listening to this too. You can join our Discord, ask us questions like Robert did in our Discord section, the local questions. We have a bunch of segments, local questions, anime, general, video games. Fill it up. Join the Discord. That link is also in the description wherever you're listening to this too. But nonetheless, buddy, yeah, dude, I'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you later, man. Or text you in a bit. Yeah.
Definitely gonna go play some PlayStation. Gonna get this Immortal Fenyx grind so I could get some points on the board.
It's been one heck of a podcast.
Definitely. See ya.
See you guys.